Chapter 11, The Assault. Lucille is speaking slowly just for Helen.
We need magic to go to the city where the Pumpkin Patch Tavern is. Stay with the group, the magicians will transport us. Then we will enter the tavern and discover what happened to your dad, all right? Don't worry, you don't have to do anything. Just watch.
Wow, look at that.
That voice does not come from the game. Glenn is back, standing by the door of his bedroom. He is fascinated, not furious. He comes in and sits next to Helen. A magician is making a gesture. He says a few magic words, and at the same time, the character's player clicks on a few buttons. The screen turns white. Then, they are in a different city. In front of them is a tavern, the Pumpkin Patch. It's a small brown building with three windows and an old door with a bright orange sign. One of the elves, a majestic figure in blue and gold, touches the door.
I'm not certain. There's magic in this place, but it's not like anything I've seen so far. It's probably powerful.
If it took all those people, it must be powerful.
The dwarf, who's just spoken, has a Spanish accent. He is standing next to Helen, who does not know what she should do. It's her quest, her dad. But what can she do in such a company? Glenn senses her hesitation and encourages her.
Stay with them. Stay in the group. Be ready. Remember, you're Lucius Doran, and you're a hero of this game. They can't see you, they only see him. They don't know you're just a kid.
Il a raison. Avec calme, Helen pose ses doigts sur le clavier et la souris, prête à utiliser ses armes et ses sorts. Autour d'elle, tous sont tendus, le regard fixé sur la petite porte de bois. L'elfe leur adresse un signe discret avant de déverrouiller l'entrée. Derrière la porte, il n'y a rien. Les ténèbres absolues d'un moniteur éteint, ne renvoyant au joueur que sa propre image. Ensuite, avec un sifflement douloureux, des créatures sortent de ce vide béant, longues traînées noires munies d'un visage grimaçant. L'elfe est emporté le premier. Les premiers rangs de l'assemblée ne résistent pas plus longtemps, frappés avant que leur joueur ne se ressaisisse. Une salve de fenêtres surgissantes indique à Helen que tous ses joueurs ont été déconnectés subitement. En un instant, le groupe de héros est décimé, laissant Helen armes en main, frappant à l'aveugle sur les monstres brumeux qui l'entourent, la submergent. Du coin de l'œil, elle voit Glenn, lui aussi pétrifié par la surprise. L'opération de secours a tourné à la déroute, sans même que le combat ait eu le temps de commencer. Autour d'elle, il ne reste plus que quelques avatars. Lucille est encore là un instant, impuissante, avant d'être emportée elle aussi. Puis Helen se retrouve seule, écrasée par ce qui vient de se produire, par ces quelques secondes durant lesquelles tout ce qu'elle a bâti au cours de la nuit lui a été enlevé. La fenêtre affichant ses contacts dans le jeu est vide désormais, à l'exception de la première ligne, Lucius Doran, Cyril Blin. Le nom de l'avatar est celui de son propriétaire. Then the creatures stop. A small character walks out of the tavern. He's a boy. He looks younger than Helen, 7, maybe 8 years old. When he speaks, his voice is soft and low.
Dad, is that you?
This is wrong. This is Helen's question. They are here for Helen's dad. Yet, the boy asks again.
Dad, can we go now? I don't want to play anymore.
Suddenly, Helen understands. The end of her quest is a little boy, more powerful than the strongest heroes in the game, searching for his dad.
What's your name?
She asks.
You're not my dad. You're a girl.
He sounds shocked.
My name is Helen,
she says.
I'm looking for my dad. What's your name?
I'm David,
says the boy.
Your character says your name is Cyril Blaine. Cyril is not a girl's name. Cyril Blaine is my dad.
He is difficult to understand. His voice is angry.
It's my dad's name too,
says Helen.
Cyril Blaine is my dad.
That's impossible. He's not your dad. He's my dad. That's my dad's name. You're just like the others.
Glenn is close to her, trying to listen to the conversation.
David, look on the internet,
she says.
My name is Helen Blaine. I live in Paris, and I'm at school in Paris. Collège Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Find the site. It has a photo of me and my name.
The others used my father's name too, but I punished them.
David, it's true. I promise. Trust me.
He is hesitating now. Helen tries to think fast. David Blaine. She does not know anyone named David Blaine, but the name is familiar. She's heard it or read it today.
I should punish you too,
David is saying.
You don't have the right to say you're my dad. He's coming to save me and we'll go home.
Helen opens the articles about the unconscious players. David's name is not in the first. Where? She cannot see the Thrones of the Kingdom window any longer, but she can hear David, and he can hear her. She continues talking to the boy.
Where do you live, David, you and your dad?
Near Phoenix. That's where my dad is.
Helped by the name, Helen finds the article about David and his dad. Phoenix, Arizona, in the United States. They were going home in their car. There was an accident 10 days ago. This is one of the articles she read this morning, before they entered the game. And as she reads it again, she suddenly understands. She screams,
David, a car accident. You and your dad have had a car accident.
Silence. Helen copies the address and pastes it in the text messaging window.
David, this is you. In the article, this is you.
Silence again. Helen knows she's taking a risk, but she has no choice.
David, your dad is not in the game anymore. He's in a hospital. You are in the hospital too, with him. Your father is fine, but they say you're in a coma.
Behind her, Glenn whispers a single word.
Ghost.
Un fantôme.
David.
Helen continues.
Your father is not in the game, and these people are not your father. They're just players. You must wake up and find your dad. You must give me my dad.
Soudain, l'écran devient noir.